off the ball breakfast.
And trying to go, is that to our advantage?
Would you
or theirs?
Prefer the murmur of conversation and debate?
Shush!
You're the one who hates shushing the kicker.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome to Tuesday's Rugby Daily. I'm Richie McCormack. On the way, a triple blow for Ireland ahead of Saturday's trip to Wales. France planned drastic changes for Sunday's game in Rome, and Lewis Rees-Sammet is not returning to rugby anytime soon. Rugby Daily on Off the Ball is with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Irish rugby. Never stop competing. First up today, Ireland's long-rumoured return to Chicago has been confirmed. They will reunite with the All Blacks at the Windy City's Soldier Field on Saturday, November 1st. This year will mark 9 years since Ireland recorded a first ever win for the men's team over New Zealand at the same venue. Robbie Henshaw started at inside centre that day and is looking forward to a return.
It's a long time ago now, but some people do bring it up. That was a great day for the sport, for the Irish rugby, and I think there's another test there in the future, which is great, that we're bringing the game to the States, and it's great for our fan base over there. We just saw the turnout we had from the supporters over there, so it was brilliant. It was great.
The Chicago trip is the first of four internationals Ireland will play in November. They'll return to the Aviva Stadium to face Eddie Jones' Japan on November 8th. The Wallabies will be back in Dublin for a test on November 15th, and the year will conclude with a fixture against the Springboks at Lansdowne Road on November 22nd. Ireland will travel to Cardiff without their captain for Saturday's Six Nations showdown with Wales. Caelan Doris was officially ruled out of the game in Cardiff due to a knee injury sustained in the win over Scotland, and he will see his run of 42 consecutive international appearances come to a halt. Ronan Kelleher's neck issue had been flagged at the weekend, meaning a first Ireland start since July for Dan Sheehan is in the offing, and Tadhg Furlong won't be risked due to his calf injury. Attack coach Andrew Goodman, though, is hopeful all three will be in contention to face France in round four, and while he believes Doris will be missed on Saturday, Goodman says there's plenty of experience to plug that gap in the back row.
Yeah, it's an amazing set. I saw that the other day. It's credit to him and the form he's been in the last few years, but as I said, there's guys ready to go, and we've got great cover at eight, and I'm sure the guy that fills that jersey will do a great job. Look, as I said, it's going to be a competitive squad. We're happy with the... We've got 35-6 bodies in here at the moment that we'd all be confident to chuck out in any game. So the boys are competing hard at training, and as I said, it's going to be some opportunities for some boys to put their hand up that may not have featured so far. So it's exciting for them, and it's always a good energy around the group when there is someone coming in to play a game.
And starting games better is one area where Goodman believes Ireland needs to improve.
I think it's just, as I see, the consistency through games. There's been both sides of the ball. There's been some good patches where we've managed to get on top of teams with our attack and defence. But if you look at the start of the England game, we felt we didn't start well in that game. And then in the Scottish game, we thought our first 20 minutes was pretty good. So we've got to go, you know, away from home. We've got to target that first 20 minutes with a strong start to take out a passionate crowd and... get our game flowing.
Cardiff back row James Botham has seen the impact interim Wales head coach Matt Sherratt has made at club level up close. He's been explaining how Sherratt has gone about turning things around for both club and country.
Yeah, a lot of similarities now. He's like I say, he's very family orientated, and when he sees people down, sees negativity, he kind of wants to get away from that. So by him doing what he does, it's going to kind of take negativity away from the boys. They should obviously stop thinking about that. I shouldn't be thinking about it anyway. But no, I think he's going to be really positive. And how he's changed Cardiff and the mindset now, I think he's just signed a long-term, hopefully, for Cardiff. So that's great with him staying on longer. And hopefully he can turn us around like he's turned Cardiff around.
How long did it take to change that mindset?
Oh, the mindset changes kind of instantly. When someone like that, like you say, you've got to trust them. And if you trust someone and back them, you're going to do anything for them. So hopefully the boys on the weekend play for the badge, play for Jockey, and hopefully we get a better result.
What do you see his strengths as a coach?
Jockey?
Yeah.
It's just how he is as a person, I'd say. Clarity is a big thing. And obviously in today's day and age, you need to have clarity when playing. How he is around the boys, he'll actually speak to you in the sense of if these things aren't right, he'll want to see what's going on outside kind of thing, as well as inside the camp. So by having him on board, you'll kind of feel like you're at home as such when you're not obviously being away in the Vale. It's obviously bit foreign to some boys, so he'll kind of bring everyone back to terms and kind of make everyone feel happy.
England head coach Steve Borthwick has made one change to his starting lineup for Saturday's Calcutta Cup clash with Scotland. Ollie Chesham comes in at lock for the game at Twickenham, with George Martin dropping out after suffering a knee injury against France. Martin is among the replacements after returning to training earlier this week. So the England team will have Marcus Smith continuing at full back. Tommy Freeman and Ollie Slatholm are on the wings. Ollie Lawrence and Henry Slade in the centre, and the halfbacks of Finn Smith and Alex Mitchell. There's a front row of Ellis Genge, Luke Cowan-Dickey and Will Stewart. In the second row, it's captain Maro Itoje and the incoming Ollie Chesham. And a back row then of Tom Curry, Ben Earl and Tom Willis. France could go with a 7-1 split on the bench as they look to atone for last week's one-point defeat to England. According to Midi Olympique, Mathieu Jalibert is expected to be dropped, with Thomas Ramos moving from full-back to at half, and Leo Barré handed the number 15 shirt. Damien Penaud is expected to be released back to his club after a lacklustre display at Twickenham, and Théo Atasogbe will return to the right wing. Despite recovering from a thumb injury, Gaël Ficou is still expected to miss out, with Pierre-Louis Barassi doing enough to keep his place in the centre. Thibaut Flamand and Michael Guillard are the expected new second-row partnership, and according to Midi Olympique, scrum half Maxime Lucu will be the only back named among the France replacements for Sunday's date with the Azzurri. Joshua Brennan had trained with the France squad this week, but he's not yet to be handed an international debut. Back to Wales, in a manner of speaking, and Lewis Rees-Sammet says he never contemplated a return to rugby. The former Gloucester winger packed in the sport last year in an attempt to earn an NFL contract. Rees-Sammet initially trained with the Kansas City Chiefs before moving to the Jacksonville Jaguars, where he did not make the active roster. He was initially released before being re-signed this week and will be among 90 players vying for a place in the Jags' 53-man NFL squad for the start of the season in September. Rees-Sammet admits the last year has been tough, but speaking to the BBC, he's determined to make it in the States.
The past year was very mentally challenging. As I said, you know, going from one team to another, playing two different positions, learning as much as I could, it was very mentally challenging. And, you know, my full focus has been making this my dream. So, and making it become true. I obviously set goals, but it's about doing one goal at a time. You can't look too far ahead. So no, I don't set deadlines. My first goal now is to make that 53-man roster.
Lewis Rees-Sammet there. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed to keep this podcast coming to you free of charge Monday to Friday. I'm Richie McCormack, and I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you. Thanks to Bank of Ireland tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.
I'll just read you a few of those wonderful quotes. This is in November 2022. Apologies to all my Welsh friends. I was busy yesterday. I just wanted to check that you were all okay. Please stay positive. I think you've got Portugal next week, so that could lead you to returning to winning ways. To which I get back, shush, or I'll tell Drico to bang the head off you again. It gets much worse and far more irrelevant. I like the look of this England team. I hope the forwards can perform. Looking forward to watch Lawrence. Hope he has a big game and gets a run. Mind yourself, you prick. Drico put you in a box once. Next one, also one of my favourites. Didn't Wales do well? Hey, Austin, you're a dickhead. No wonder Drico beat the shite out of you. My personal favourite. To the person who left a dog poo bag full of poo on the gate of my house that my daughters used to come home from school through, do it again, but the next time, pray that I'm not watching. Really? This from a fella that got bitch slapped by Drico?